when you close your eyes and stay with the breath. Why do you close your eyes? Because you want to give the breath full attention. It's always there, but all too often we just push it back, don't pay any attention to it at all. And yet it's the force of life. It's what keeps the body going, keeps the body and the mind together. And it's one of the few bodily processes that you have some control over. So it's good to learn how to exercise that control in a skillful way, because it has a huge impact on the health of the body and the well-being of the mind. If you're breathing in an irritated way, or an irritable way, that's going to affect the way you deal with other people. Because inside you're already feeling irritated, and all they have to do is say one word or give you one glance, and it can send you off. You feel that you can't handle what's being sent your way. Well, actually, you've been weakening yourself, not only through the way you breathe, but also through the way you think about your body, the way you think about the world around you. All these things are adding a lot of unnecessary stress and a lot of unnecessary burden on the mind. And the reason we meditate is to sensitize ourselves to that fact. And we see where these things are unnecessary. So you can breathe in a way that's soothing and comfortable. You can think about a situation in a way that doesn't weigh you down and actually opens up opportunities to do and say and think the most skillful thing. So that's the Buddha's basic message, is that there's plenty of stress out there in the world, just as part of the world, but the fact that your mind is taking it on, that doesn't have to happen. The fact that you're taking it on, that's something you can change. The reason we do this is because we're ignorant, so the way we change it is to bring knowledge to what we're doing, how we're breathing, how we're thinking. So we can sense, oh, I think this is unnecessary, we can drop that. And it turns out the only stress and suffering or sense of burdensomeness that weighs the mind down is the part that's self-inflicted, which means you don't have to go out and change the world in order to stop suffering. You can stop suffering from within. That's why we close our eyes and look within to get very sensitive to what's actually going on in here. Once we've got this part straightened out, then whatever excess energy we have, okay, we can use to share with the world. But in the meantime, our first priority is making sure that the part inside is in good shape and that we understand what we're doing. We'll be coming from knowledge, and then when we help the world, we're helping the world from knowledge. Everybody benefits that way.